You just clicked into the Get Your Money Right podcast. It's a podcast where not only do we want you to get your money, we want you to get your money right. Today, we talk about the missing piece, the key to financial acceleration. Let's get it.
We're talking about money, cash. I said we're talking about money, cash.
What's the good news, people? Welcome to the Get Your Money Right podcast. It's the podcast where we talk about money like it's everybody's business, because I truly believe we're not good with money because we don't talk about money. I am your host, the Money Misfit, Jamar Dupas, and this is the podcast where we talk about money and how it relates to real life. And not only do we talk about how to get money, but how to get it right and keep it right, and how we can use money to live the lifestyles that we dreamed of, to raise the families that we want to raise, and to go after all those things that our ambitious minds want to accomplish. And yeah, I know you've gotten a lot of advice from a lot of people, but what we want to do is break through that advice, especially the advice that we've been given or sold to by big banks and broke people. So if that sounds like something you'd be interested in, you've come to the right place. If this is your first time listening, welcome. I really appreciate you tuning in. And I'm really hoping that whatever you get from this show today will bless you deeply, and it'll be something that you can take back and apply to your life, and maybe even pass it on to somebody else. So again, thank you for listening. Today is going to be a really good show. Today we're going to talk about the missing piece, right? If you've ever been up at night wondering about money, if you've ever felt like you just don't have enough, or maybe you felt like you have too much, but you don't know what to do with it. You're afraid that having money lead you straight to hell or change you as a person. This is the episode you're going to want to pay attention to. We're going to talk about that very thing. We're going to talk about that missing piece. And when I say peace, I mean P-E-A-C-E, that peace of mind around money. We're going to talk about why that is, why we have anxiety around it, why we sweat around it, and why we just can't find that ease around money. So today's going to be a real good episode, and I'm super excited about this one. And this is episode number 10, and I saved this talk for episode number 10 because 10 is a big number for me, right? I didn't know if I would ever get to episode number 10. You know, most podcasts don't get to episode. I think they quit at like 5 or 7. But here we are at episode number 10, and this is a big deal for us. So we want to give the secret. We want to give the big thing. We want to give the glue that brings all the stuff we've talked about together. And not only does it bring it together, but it holds it together for eternity. No matter how little you make, no matter how much you make, this one secret we're going to talk about today is going to protect you in all those situations. It'll make sure that you're never stuck in your finances, that you're never lacking. So I'm pretty excited about that. But before we get into that, you know I got to make a few announcements, right? I got to give a shout out to the people that's taken the time to go and leave us ratings and reviews on iTunes. I've been asking guys to leave us, y'all to leave us a rating and review, and quite a few of you have done that. I appreciate it. If you haven't done yet, please go consider doing that. So I want to give a few shout outs to a couple of new ratings and reviews we got, because we're still in that new and noteworthy thing. So iTunes is still filling us. So it's been pretty exciting. But let me go ahead and read off two. The first one is from our friends over at Wake Up Your Why, which is a phenomenal podcast, by the way. If you've not listened to Wake Up Your Why, if you ever want to find your purpose in life, this is a good podcast to listen to. But looks like they decided to come over and leave us a review. And the title says it's real talk about money. It says, great job. It's real talk about money and goals and the why. Principles we all need at any age. Keep up the funk. So I appreciate you guys. We'll definitely keep up the funk, as you say. I continue to give as much talk about the purpose and all that good stuff as possible. The next one is from my boy Altron J. He says, it's just your money right. It's awesome info and can't wait for the workshops. So I appreciate you, Mr. Altron, for taking that time out and doing that, man. That really appreciates that. Really blesses me. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And yeah, we got workshops coming up. For those of you who are new to the podcast, we're trying to build an educational platform, right? My mission is to get 1 million individuals or married couples to basically get their money right, to find that place of financial ease. So I've got big dreams to build a platform of education and inspiration and a community of people who understand the importance of a dollar, right? But not worship it, right? But we want to go after the things we want to go after, maybe start some schools, maybe feed some people, maybe do whatever we want to do. But that's kind of my dream. So with that being said, I got workshops and courses and classes and all that alongside of the podcast that'll be coming up. So I'm really excited about that. So the next thing is the website, yourmoneyright.com. So if anybody want to check it out, yourmoneyright.com. We have gotten to the point to where we opened it back up. The new design is there. The new look is there. I hope you guys like it. I decided to lighten up the site a little bit. Some of you said it was a little bit dark, not difficult to navigate, but not a whole lot to offer. So we're going to change it up a little bit. We've lightened it up. We've kind of kept our color scheme, but I think you're going to like it. If you do like it or if you hate it, let me know. The contact information is all there on the site at yourmoneyright.com. So with that being said, let's get into the good stuff. Let's talk about the missing piece. And the most of you know, if you've listened to all the episodes, if you've heard episode 00, or if you listen to any other episodes, you hear me kind of talk about my story. You know I've gone from nothing as far as income is concerned, living out of my car, not having anything, a bunch of debt. So I've had years in my life where I've made six figures, multiple six figures, and nothing to show for either one of those periods in my life. I used to think that if I could just make more money, it would solve all of my problems. And what I found out quickly, or not so quickly actually, but what I found out is making more money wasn't the secret to it all. It wasn't really the key to my financial peace. It wasn't the key to the acceleration. It wasn't the secret to living. And really what the secret to living is giving. Now, I know you're probably thinking, well, this is the big secret. This is the missing piece. Just giving is the missing piece. But hear me out on this. Before you turn me off, before you tune me out, I really want you to get this, because this is the piece that most of us are missing. This is the piece that cost us our peace of mind. And I'm going to prove to you why that is the case. Now, it's going to be a little bit spiritual, but it's not going to be in a sense that you think it is. It's not going to be one of these talks where we say, well, you need to tithe because that's the right thing to do, or that's what the Bible says, or anything like that. But it's going to give you the real reasons and hopefully get you to understand why this is so important. So not only am I going to talk about why it's the secret to living, but I'm also going to talk about why not giving doesn't work. I'm going to talk about the benefits. And I'm also going to talk about how to give when you don't have anything to give. So don't ignore this message. This message is for you, specifically for you. This message is the thing that's going to allow you to break through, accelerate your financial life, and to make sure you never go backwards ever again. It's what makes sure you never end up like my man MC Hammer or Wesley Snipes or Chris Tucker, right? This is the key, and I promise you, I promise you, if you just listen and understand it, you'll watch, mark my words, you'll watch your financial life skyrocket. If you're a believer, this is the one thing in the Bible where God says, test me on this, right? So we're going to get into it. So first I want to talk about why not giving does not work, right? Because like I said, I've been there. I've been in the place where we didn't give because I've always felt like I didn't have enough to give, or really like there was really no point in giving, or I wasn't sure I was going to give. I sure wasn't finna give it to no church, right? Because I didn't trust pastors and preachers and people you saw on TV to do the right thing with our money, right? Because we grew up seeing them drive around in Cadillacs and helicopters and all this other stuff. So, you know, the only time that I even thought about giving was usually around Thanksgiving, and I'd go feed the homeless or something like that. But that wasn't a habitual thing of mine, right? I just felt like if I just go make more money that I could get to that point. But one of the things I discovered is I made a little and I made a lot, and I got married, and we were bringing our finances together and trying to start our lives off. We noticed that I always got into this place of anxiety. I was always anxious about money. I was always thinking about money. One of the reasons I've always thought about money is because we grew up, I didn't have any money, and I always had this fear of not having enough, or going back to that place where we didn't have enough. This mindset of scarcity and lack, it really just took over me, right? And it was really bad when we had our son. It was my firstborn son, and I wanted to be a great father. I wanted to give an amazing life. But through that ambition, I also had these great fears of not being enough, not having enough. And that was like the first time in my life I really got serious about, you know, trying to save some money, you know, trying to cut back and make sure we put some to the side. Because now, you know, not only did I have my wife, I had my son, and, you know, I had more of a reason to do the right thing. But even when trying to do the right thing, I was doing a lot of the wrong things, right? I was trying to be cheap and frugal, and what it was doing was costing me my peace. Even though I was saving and I was cutting coupons and I was trying to get the best deals, it was still costing me my peace. And that's why I say that it's not about being frugal, right? I don't care how much you save and scrimp. If you have a mindset of scarcity and lack, you cannot find your peace. And if you can't find your peace, you won't be able to accelerate. Right? Because I knew people all my life that all they told me was to do is save. You need to save your money. You need to save your money. I got aunts and uncles, families, friends. I know a bunch of people, they save a lot of money, or at least they think they save a lot of money, or they always talking about saving, but they never have any money. Right? So why did it not work for us? Well, one of the reasons it didn't work because I wasn't giving my money. Why? Because I was trying to save every little bit I had. One, I wasn't making a whole lot. Here I was, a new father, a new husband, wasn't really making a whole lot. We were early on in our careers at the time. And from that, because if I was so afraid of holding on to my money, I wouldn't give my money, right? I wouldn't give anything because I felt like I didn't have anything to give. Let's face it, we grew up thinking that there's only so much to go around. Right. So with that mindset of only having so much to go around, I held on tight to every little thing that I had, not knowing I was losing my life. And let me share a story to kind of illustrate that. If you ever go to the zoo, you see these monkeys, right? And monkeys are caught in cages, or at least that's what I used to think, right? And the story that I heard it from a wealthy guy, and I've heard the story told over many times, but it was this very special breed of monkeys that was pretty smart. Well, they couldn't catch the monkeys in cages. They knew what the cage would look like. They wasn't going to go in a cage. They're just not going to do it, right? But these monkeys, they loved this certain type of nut, like a peanut or something, a monkey nut. I don't know what they call it, but they love these things, right? And what they would do, what the hunters would do, is they would take a jar, and a jar would be have like a skinny neck, big at the bottom, and they would put these nuts at the bottom of the jar. And what they would do is they would tie a rope around the jar and tie the rope to like a tree, right? Some stories, they say that they'd use a coconut, right, with a small hole at the top of the coconut. It's a hollowed out coconut, put a small hole at the top of the coconut. But anyway, what they would do is they would lure the monkeys around. They would just kind of stand to the side and they wait. And the monkeys loved these things so much. It was so important to them. They could smell it. So the monkey would go up to this jar, this clear jar, and they see the nuts in there and they could smell the nuts. And he would reach his hand through the neck of the jar. It would grab a fistful of nuts, right? Get your mind out the gutter. But it would grab a fistful of nuts. And then when it tried to pull his fist out, it couldn't because the neck of the jar was too tight, was too small. And the monkey would scream. It would yell. It would hoot and holler. It would call out his homeboys and family. It would just go nuts. It would jump around. It would almost break its arm, but it wouldn't let go of the nuts. And all the hunters had to do was to walk up to it and grab the monkey. The monkey would fear for its life, but it would not let go of the nut. All it had to do was drop what was in his hand, slide his hands out, and he would have his freedom. That was my problem. I wouldn't give because I was like that monkey, right? I wouldn't let go. All I had to do was let go of the stronghold that money had on me. You see, I used to think that rich people were evil because all they do is think about money. Well, I come to find out that's not true. Rich people don't really think about money as much as poor people do, right? And being poor and being broke is a mindset. Now, yes, there are those people who were born into extreme poverty, right? But if you're listening to this podcast, that's not you, right? If you can hear this, that's not you. Even if that's where you started off in life, that is no longer you, right? Don't be the monkey. Don't sit there and get trapped because you got a handful of nuts that you won't let go of. That's where I was. And it wasn't until I started to let go of my money, let go of the stronghold that money had over me by giving, is where I was able to accelerate. And that's why not giving does not work. Because you're so tight. You have so much greed. And a lot of people think if you don't have money, you can't be greedy. They think rich people are greedy. Look, greed has no number, right? If you won't give 10 cents out of a dollar, it's going to be real hard for you to give 10,000 out of 100,000. This is why making more money doesn't work if you're greedy. And I was greedy. I didn't realize it, but I was greedy. Even though I was cutting coupons, I wasn't buying name brand stuff, I was scrimping and I was saving, I wasn't giving. And not giving is the definition of greed. And greed comes from fear. And fear causes you to look backwards. And if you're looking backwards, you can't see forward. And if you can't see forward, you have no vision. And without vision, you will perish. You can't see what's coming your way. You can't plan for the future properly, right? We talked about this before. You're holding so tight on the past that you lose out on the biggest opportunities for your future. It's basic stuff. But nobody ever told me these things. That's why I decided to have these conversations, because nobody talks to us about money in this way. Nobody told me the importance of giving. Now, they said I need to give, I need to tithe, because that was the right thing to do. They would speak that Christianese to me, right? But you know, let's face it, I'm still flesh, right? I'm still a man, and I didn't quite get it. And a lot of it was maybe I wasn't ready to receive it, right? But that's why I want to have this conversation with you now. So we don't end up like these monkeys, right? So we don't end up greedy and not even knowing it. So why does giving work? Outside of, you know, how God created this earth and how the laws are laid out, why does it work in general? Based on those things, based on those truths, giving works for the opposite reasons of why it does not work when you don't give. Right? It's because when you give, you're sowing seed, right? No matter what you believe, whether you believe in karma, whether you believe in what goes around comes around, whatever it is, you can see it in real life what happens when you do give. Now, let's go away from money for a second, right? If I see you and you're a stranger and I smile at you, you have a tendency to smile back at me. Right? A lot of times you can't even help it. You don't even realize you're doing it. Why? Because I gave you a smile. You gave me a smile back. That's just the way things work. And even science agrees with me, right? For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. There's a reciprocating action, right? Life isn't a boomerang. There's cause and effect. There is no cause without effect. There's no effect without cause, right? That's just the way things work. So if I do a favor for you, you may have a tendency to do a favor back to me. But even if you don't do me another favor, that favor will come back to me to someone else because that is the seed that I sowed. If I sow a seed for an apple tree, it will give me an apple tree. Right? It's just the way things work. That's how the world was created. And it's so powerful that a single apple seed will yield me an apple tree that will give me multiple apples, right? That's why investing in your knowledge and yourself can be some of the greatest things you can do. Taking a class on your finances if you're having difficulty with it. Taking a class or you and your wife going to a retreat to work on your marriage, you can't calculate the returns on that because that simple seed flourishes and gives you many, many fruit. If you even think about you being here on earth, the little that your dad had to contribute, right, in a form of a seed, and the miracle that your mother produced to bring you here, it's amazing. Right? But it also works in the opposite direction. If you hold on to your seed and never plant the seed, not only are your seeds taken away from you, but all of that future opportunity that you could have had, you will never see it. Right? Because you never gave it a chance. And please understand, this is not just about money. This is about every area of your life. So wherever you are lacking in, you need to give that thing. For example, if you're lacking in love and respect, sow that into somebody else. Give love and respect. If you're lacking in money, well, I think you get the point, right? But just remember this, whatever you focus on, it expands, right? Whatever you think about, it comes about. And I know for some people that sounds kind of willy foo foo and up in the air and all that good stuff, but it's the truth, right? Think about like your favorite car. Think about the car you're driving now, right? Before you got that car, you liked the car, right? But it seems like right after you got the car, you start seeing the same exact car everywhere you go. The person has the same model, the same color you got, and sometimes the same rims. You can't even tell the difference. But before you got that car, you never saw that car. You never saw that car in that color. You never saw that car with the same rims. You never saw the same year model. But once you got your car, you see it everywhere. Why is that? It's because what you focus on expands, right? Same principles. So let's move on. What are the benefits of giving, right? I'm going to share with you the benefits. You know why not giving doesn't work. You know why it does work, but let's talk a little bit more about the benefits of it, right? And I'm going to go real quick because I got a little listicle, so to speak, right? Number one, giving empowers you. It empowers you to be who you are meant to be, right? Because giving makes you feel good inside, right? Everybody's been able to put a smile on a child's face, right? And especially if you have children of your own, you know how it feels to be able to put a smile on their face, especially on Christmas morning, so to speak. What if you can do that normally? What if you can do that regularly? Think about the joy that that would bring in your life, right? There's even evidence that giving reduces rates of depression, right? Because what's depression? Depression is the lack of expression, right? Depression is when you've given up, is when it seems like hope has lost. And now there's clinical depression, which these are real chemical issues in the mind, in the body, right? But one of the things they found that helps that is giving, because giving releases the opposite chemicals. It releases endorphins that allow you to feel good, to feel hopeful for the future. And along those same lines, giving gives you freedom, right? Think about the monkeys. Think about if you can just let go. Think about those things in your life that have held you back that you won't let go of, right? Is there anybody that you need to forgive? See, you didn't think I was going to go there. We just thought we were going to be talking about money. But giving and forgiving is the same thing. Forgiving is not for the other person. It's for you. It's for you to let go of that thing that's in your fist that won't let your arm out of the jar. It won't let you move forward, right? That's the benefit of giving and forgiving, right? And along those same lines, giving eliminates loneliness. If you give, right, you bring joy, it will be brought back to you, right? People will want to be around you because it feels good to be around you, right? Which increases your well-being. Science and social studies have shown that people work well and people do well around each other. That's why marriage is a big thing. That's why families are a big thing. That's why tribes have been a big thing. That's why survival by yourself, even the Lone Ranger had Tonto, right? Like, nobody does extremely well on their own, no matter what they said, right? Everybody needs other people. Giving keeps you from being stuck, right? Again, go back to the monkeys. Again, go back to the things you've held on into your life, held on to that is not letting you move forward, right? Giving takes away from the victim mentality. The mentality that you feel like everything is happening to you and you have no control, right? Again, because giving empowers you. It empowers you to be a victor, not a victim, which helps you stay away from the place of depression where you feel hopeless and powerless. When you can give, it empowers you, right? Giving is the antidote to greed. You never have to worry about greediness when you have a heart for giving and a heart for gratitude, right? Because you can't have a heart of gratitude without the giving. And you cannot give without the heart of gratitude, right? And probably the most important benefit of giving is giving is in fact the evidence of faith, right? And for my believers, you know how important faith is, right? Because if giving is the evidence of faith, Hebrews 11 tells us that faith is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not yet seen, right? So when you give, you say to God, I believe in your abundance. I believe that you will take care of me. I believe there's more coming from where this came from. And because I know you are the source, I give. This is my act of faith. You can't say you're faith-filled if you don't give. That means you're lying to yourself. Because the reason you don't give is out of fear and scarcity. But you may be saying, Jamar, listen, really, I want to give. I hear what you're saying, but I just don't have enough. I'm barely making ends meet as it is. How on earth can I give? And let me just say, I feel you, right? I've been there. I feel you. When we first start trying to tithe, keyword trying, we could never get it done, right? 1 month we do like 1%. Next month we do like 8%. And then we don't do nothing for a few months. And then we do 2%. And then we do 1%. And then sometimes we do 10%. And then every now and again, if we got like a tax refund check, we might do a 12%, right? Because we want to make up for what we missed out last month. I've been there. I know what it's like to feel like you don't have enough. But is that very act of feeling like you don't have enough is the reason why you don't have enough. And I know that's tricky, but let me say it in another way. You don't have enough to not give, right? When you don't have enough, you have to give, right? When you don't have enough, you are so greedy. You're holding on so tight to the little that you have, what you end up doing, like the monkey, is losing your life, losing your freedom. The monkey only had what he had in his hand. He only had a fistful. But that fistful, that focus on the little he had, cost him his freedom. Today, that monkey is living in a cage, behind bars, under somebody else's terms. He eats when somebody else feeds him. He goes to the restroom wherever he can. He has to be around people he don't necessarily want to be around. He has to take things that he really doesn't want to take. See, he can't soar. He can't fly. He can't do the things a monkey can do. Now, they can give him a little cage, right? And give him a pseudo environment, but it's not his full environment. And that's how we are. We get stuck in these environments. We get stuck in these jobs and these neighborhoods and these mindsets that look like the world, but it's not everything that God has created us to see and experience, right? There's a whole world around us. Growing up, my world was only a few blocks in my neighborhood. As I got older, I realized there was a little bit more out there. And now that I'm even older and got a little bit more resources, I realize there's even more out there for me to see. But before, like that monkey, because I held on to the little I had, I couldn't take any vacations. I couldn't take any trips. Having a family, you can forget about it. How am I going to afford to do that? Right? You've heard the stories when I talk about it being expensive, being broke. If you haven't heard that, go listen to it. I think it's episode number 4. If you haven't listened to it, go check it out. Because see, that little bit that we have, those are the minor things. In the last episode, we talked about the 4 major lessons of life. If you haven't listened to the last episode, go listen to that. When it rains, it pours, right? We don't do well because we major in the minor things. And learning how to sew is a major thing you want to major in. It's not a minor thing. For those of you who are believers, I know I'm getting kind of scripture heavy all of a sudden, but these are lessons, right? This is important. Mark chapter 4, verse 25, it says, whoever has will be given. Whoever has will be given more. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. And I remember when I first heard it, I was like, man, that's kind of cruel, right? That's evil. Why would you take away from somebody who doesn't have anything, right? And I didn't understand it. And what I realized is I didn't understand it because I was leaning on my own understanding, right? I was leaning on my own mindset. I wasn't continuously being renewed in my mind and spirit, so to speak, right? Then I came across this verse in Luke chapter 16, I think it was verse 10. It says, whoever can be trusted with the very little can also be trusted with much. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. And it goes on to say that if you're not trustworthy handling the little that you do have, how can you be trusted with true riches, right? If you haven't been trusted with somebody else's property, how can you be trusted with your own property, right? I had to realize that I need to be prosperous from where I was. So basically, how do you give when you don't have enough to give? You have to make a decision to do so, right? You have to take that step down that dark stairwell. You got to take that first step. You have to just do it. We played with it for a long time. If you got to start at 1%, start at 1%, work your way up. But start somewhere. It's not about the amount. It's about the habit, right? It's about the habit of getting you to realize that money has no power over you. It has no control over you. It has no stronghold over you. And when you can get to that point, it starts to freely flow to you, right? Because you're not so strict. You're not holding on to things. Your fist isn't clenched so tight. You can open up your palm and not be afraid for somebody to take things out of your hand. But now you have your palm open. You have your hand open to receive those things that are for you. And that's the power. When me and my wife finally made the decision to do this, to make it a priority in our household, we watched our income begin to increase exponentially. Not only did our income begin to increase, we began to get more fulfilled. We were able to bring my wife home from a job to do the things she was called to do. Remember that monkey in a cage? They give you this false environment. She was able to get out of that false environment and pursue her purpose and really go after her spiritual growth and do the things she loved to do. And I was able to do the same thing. I was free to be the husband I needed to be, the father I needed to be, the provider I needed to be. And we watched how things just start changing for us. And we haven't looked back since because we decided that money would no longer have a stronghold over us. It would not be that important to us. And we will show that by this act of giving. Remember, it is your evidence of faith, right? That you know more was come. And by doing that, more came. And by even doing this, right, it allowed me to get on this microphone and talk about money, right? It allowed me to get to the point to not only where we're living a lifestyle that we desire, and we're not there, right? This is a journey. We're moving towards that. But it allowed us to really go after our purpose and go after our callings and give in ways we never thought we could give, right? We were sitting down talking about our money. This whole podcast came around us talking about how we don't fight over money anymore. And we said to each other, wouldn't it be nice, man? Wouldn't it be so cool if other people could feel what we're feeling? How can we get the word out about this? Can I go to each individual one of my friends and talk about this? Well, probably not, right? Because we're friends, right? Friends don't and family don't want to take advice or talk about money, right? We don't want to talk about money because it's a strange place. So going to talk to each individual of my friends about money just wasn't going to be an easy thing to do, right? But because we've invested for time and clarity of thought and income, we were able to come up with this idea of let's start a podcast, right? And I was able to invest income on taking a course on how to start a podcast. And that's how we got here today. How do we get a website? Well, let's take a course on it. We got a website. Well, how do I get a website that has memberships and we can do courses and classes and all? Well, we invested in that. Those things started years ago when we decided that money would no longer have control over us. Well, we're going to give it away. By giving it away, we're proving, we're saying to ourselves and to God that we know more is on its way. And we have been blessed beyond measure. And just starting this podcast in our 10, 11 episodes, I have been blessed beyond anything that I thought. Just hearing the stories of people coming and talking to me and saying that I'm so glad you started this, I'm so glad you're doing this, is enough. If I don't make a dime out of this, that's enough, right? But because I know the way this whole seed thing works, I know that somehow, some way, you listening to my voice, me talking about money, will bring more of it to our lives because we're already expanding our network, right? I'm getting to meet people that probably wouldn't take me seriously ever before. I'm getting to talk to people. I'm getting to talk to my friends about subjects that we couldn't have talked to before, right? And I know that me and you, we're going to have a relationship. We're going to talk. We're going to do business with each other. We're going to open schools. We're going to change lives because we're getting on that same page. Because I was able to get money out of the way. Not because I make a bunch, because I don't, right? We're doing all of this on a firefighter salary, okay? I don't make six figures, all right? You can look it up. You can see what a firefighter makes in the city of Houston. It's not much. It's public information, right? But however little it is, it's enough for God, right? It's enough. He can take a mustard seed, right? That little bitty mustard seed and turn it into whatever he wants. It's enough. When you understand that, that's when your true freedom comes. Sky's the limit. Right? And when you start doing this, you start giving, you give other people permission to give. This is how, one of the reasons why I started. One of my mentors one day, he wanted to buy us dinner and I would not allow it because my pride wouldn't let me do it, right? It's one of the other reasons why I was broke. But he said to me, how can you be so selfish? And I didn't understand it, but he said to me, how can you be so selfish? And I said, what are you talking about? He said, I want to give this to you. I want to buy this meal for you as a gift to you. And you are so selfish to rob me from that experience of being able to give this to you. How dare you? And I thought about that. And he was dead right. It is a privilege to give. It is a blessing to be a blessing. And today, because he did that for me so many years ago, I buy lunches, I buy dinner, I treat my friends when we go out. I treat my family when we go out. It's a blessing. But I only learned to do that because of that one man did that for me. Before that, I ain't finna buy your lunch. I ain't finna buy your breakfast. We splitting this. Hey, waiter, split this bill. I don't even care if we gotta split it 15 ways, right? I'm not finna pay for this. But today we're able to do that and we enjoy it. And I want the same thing for you. So hopefully one day me and you will go out, we'll have lunch, we'll have dinner, and we'll be able to do that. And maybe by doing that, I give you permission to do that to somebody else. And you watch how this transforms our community. How the act of giving and giving other people permission to give can change our entire community. And this is the missing piece, P-E-A-C-E, the missing piece and the key to your financial acceleration. So let's recap, right? Why does not giving not work? Scarcity and fear. Nothing good comes out of scarcity and fear, right? The things you focus on expands in your life. So if you focus on things that you don't have, you get more of what you don't have. You get more of not enough, right? Giving works because it puts you in a place of abundance and love and plenty, right? And faith. That's why it works. We talked about the benefits. I'm not going to go through all the benefits, right? Because I'll mess around and get all long-winded again. But we know there's benefits to it, right? If you don't remember them, listen to the show again, right? And what do you do if you don't have enough to give? You make the decision and you give anyway. Just start small. 1%. 1%. Just take 1% of what you make, right? And give it to somebody. You don't have to give it to a church. Go feed somebody. There's a ton of hungry children in this country, right? There's hungry children in your neighborhood that you're in right now. There's somebody there that is hungry. Go feed that child, right? 1% of whatever you make, I don't care how little it is you make, will feed people. Go feed them. Just do that and watch. Just watch how that 1% will multiply your life in your life. Just start there. Then work your way up. If you're a believer, get to that 10%. If you're a faith-filled believer, start at that 10%, right? Don't wait to see how much you got left over. Take it off the top, right? That's what I don't pay my bills first because that's not the most important thing to me, right? Think about that for a minute. So if you don't have enough, just try me. And if you really feel like you don't have enough, send me an email, right? I'll sit down. We'll talk about your financial situation and where you can find the money to do what you need to do because it's there. I promise you it's there. So with that being said, that's it. Man, I hope that was helpful. I hope you can hear my passion behind this subject because no matter anything else that I talk about, if you can really get this, if you can really get this down in your soul, right, the rest of it will be taken care of. All the rest will be taken care of. And understand that I'm not saying that making more money doesn't help. We all need to be making more money because, you know, this is the Get Your Money Right show. Part of getting your money right is getting your money right. So I'm not saying that. But what you have now, I'm saying, is enough. But if you can get this thing in your soul, you'll watch what you do have accelerate beyond your wildest dreams. Right? And let's do this. If you have a testimony, right, if you can testify to this very thing that when you started giving, I want to hear about it. Come over to the show notes. Come over to yourmoneyright.com. Leave me a comment on the page for this episode in the show notes. Leave me a comment. Tell me about your testimony. Let's get people to see the power of giving and how it transforms people's lives. Because I really think people just need to see this. I think people need to see the benefits. People need to get the permission to start doing this, right? So they don't feel alone. Let's do that. And if you feel like this thing was helpful, I would appreciate it. I'm not even gonna ask for a rating review. Share this episode with somebody who you think can use it. With just one person that you think can use it. Or 20 if you know that many. But just one. Think of one person who can benefit from what you just heard today and share this episode with them. Let's go out. Let's change the world. Because I truly believe we're not good with money because we don't talk about money. And this show was designed to change just that. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate your ear. And God bless.
NPS. NPS.
Said we're talking about money.